And the practice game, the number one thing is timing. You want to know where the quarterbacks want you to be and what and what's the timing for him to expect you to be there. And that's how you get the ball. So try to be wherever he wants you to be when he wants you to be there, and then you're usually open. You know, it's a conversation. You can learn through conversation. It's, if there's something I saw on film, or, you know, there's something in the game that we do, or like in practice, we'll sit down and I'll talk to him like, hey, I like this. Did you like that? You know, it's a lot of communication. So just open, it's just an open log. If he tells me something, I do something he doesn't like, I just throw it out the, all right, I'm not doing that anymore. I just see ball, catch ball. It's my whole motto. Man, at the end of the day, it's just a football coming towards my face, and either I catch it or I don't catch it. I usually don't talk to him about football too much. I talk to him all about life. So, I mean, they got enough guys around here talking football to him, but, you know, I just try to see how they're doing in life, how they're getting adjusted, you know, things they got going on, the things they want to do, things they dream about. So I don't really talk to him about football too much. Unless it's something I see on the field, then I coach him up here and there. I always tell people you want to be an equilateral triangle. You don't want to be an isosceles, you know, in life. So make sure you got the right amount of football, the right amount of life, the right amount of fun, so that way you can enjoy the process. Because sometimes football is such a roller coaster. If you put all your emotions into it, you have up days, you have down days. It's just being able to ride that roller coaster and have other things that you could depend on in life to keep you up at all times. I think it's cool. I found some good tacos at Vintage Cantina. The museums are usually closed when I've been, so I haven't got to see the dinosaurs and stuff yet, but I'm looking forward to that. The people are nice. I went on a walk with strangers one day. They gave me a walk around downtown. I'm not biased toward any dinosaur. I think Triceratops is probably my favorite, though.